When a doctor pronounced Darrowyn Weiss's daughter B obese at the age of 7, the mother of 2 knew she had to take action. But how could a woman with her own food and body issues, not to mention spotty eating habits, successfully parent a little girl around the issue of obesity? In her memoir, The Heavy, Darrowyn Weiss chronicles the struggle and journey to get B healthy. And describing their process, Weiss reveals the hypocrisy inherent in the debates over many cultural hot-button issues, from processed snacks, organic foods, and school lunches, to dieting, eating disorders, parenting methods, discipline, and kids' self-esteem. Childhood obesity, Weiss discovered, is a crucible not just for the child, but also for parents. She was criticized as readily for enabling B's a condition as she was for enforcing the rigid limits necessary to address it. Darrowyn Weiss is the author of The Heavy, and we welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
When, at 7 years old, your daughter was given this diagnosis, was there an awareness already on your part, or was it a real slap in the face?
A combination, frankly. You know, she was a beautiful girl and healthy and happy, and we didn't have too much concern about her weight through most of her young childhood. And as she got older and her eating habits were kind of causing her to be overweight, we wondered whether this was something that was just normal for a kid or we should get involved. And once the doctor kind of showed us that she was well into the obese category, that was shocking. She did not fit my image of what an obese child would look like. And that was surprising and really a moment of action for us.
What was her reaction to it? Did she want to physically change, or was she comfortable, or was there a feeling that this was something that she wanted to overcome?
She expressed sadness about her weight. I think she, you know, received comments at school from kids that made her feel bad, and she would come home crying. And she definitely knew her body looked very different from other kids, and that was a source of concern for her. But at the same time, she loved food and loved to eat, and you know, without, you know, a doctor telling me to take action, I didn't feel comfortable saying, you need to make that choice, basically. You need to either eat the way you want or, change the way you eat. It was something I think she wanted to change, but was reluctant to make the really tough choices necessary to make it happen.
One of the fascinating aspects of the book is it seems fairly simple. A doctor says that your child is overweight, and you look to correct that, and yet you write in the book about really how much the deck is stacked against you in so many different ways, in cultural ways, in societal ways, psychological ways. It is a very, very difficult thing to overcome. Not just the willpower that it takes to lose the weight, but all that surrounds you and makes it very, very hard.
That was one of the main reasons I was interested in writing about it, because I felt that truth had not come out amid all the volume of discussion about childhood obesity. The real story from a family that has gone through it about how very difficult it is in ways that you don't expect, in ways that you think all of society will kind of rise up to help a child fight obesity. But really, it's an incredible disadvantage trying to treat this problem in our society. And you also think you'll have the support and encouragement of everyone around you, and that's not the case. People have a very emotional response to this issue and bring to it all the judgments and criticisms that they do to all parenting decisions that other people make. And it's very tough, and I wanted to give an honest account of that.
You would be criticized for A, allowing your child to become quote unquote obese. You would also be criticized in trying to restrict what she was eating and having a tighter control over that as, you know, what are you doing to the poor kid? And that, I mean,
yeah,
that, go ahead.
So the idea that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Right.
You can't win. And that is true of a lot of issues in parenting. You know, you're overscheduling your kids, you're underscheduling your kids, they go to sleep too early, they go to sleep too late. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone feels free to express it. And few people really understand the factors that may lead to a parent's decision with regard to their child. And that's why I thought it was really important to kind of tell the story of being the heavy, you know, which is the title of the book, and that's me, and that's the person who loves their child enough to make a really tough decision and one that will be criticized and judged and scrutinized, but that I know is right, and that if it was easy, everyone would do it, that's at the core of so much parenting.
And add to this your own issues with your own eating issues, your own food and body issues. And does that immediately come into play, or do you see that sort of creep in over time, that a realization that is coming into play?
I would say it affected my approach to this issue immediately, you know, when my children were born. One of my greatest hopes for them was that they would have a healthy relationship to food, that they would have a healthy body weights, and that they wouldn't be tormented by dieting and food issues as I felt I was through my adolescence and young adulthood. And as such, my decision was, we are not going to make food an issue in our home. We're not going to talk about it. It's just going to be something that appears at mealtime and snack time and that we eat and that we enjoy, and that'll be it. And unfortunately, that silence, I think, was really doing a disservice to Bea when she was trying to navigate this issue, when she was trying to learn how to eat, because no one was telling her when was enough and what was appropriate. So I had to overcome my fear of making this an issue, because it had to be an issue, and that was very scary. And I think many moms struggle with their own food and body issues, and that is baggage they bring to parenting their children around this topic.
I'm the youngest of five boys, and I've said on this program before that as much as I try, I will never ever truly understand the dynamics of a mother-daughter relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So this obviously adds to an already obviously your daughter was, you know, young at that point, but still it's a difficult relationship. So what pressures did that put on the relationship, and ultimately, when you look at it now, is it stronger as a result?
One of my concerns, and I'm sure it's shared by many parents, is that when you have to do the difficult, tough parenting thing, how is that going to affect how your child feels about you? I mean, I valued my relationship with Bea so much. It was an extraordinarily close and loving and open relationship, and I didn't want to chisel away at our joy by having to tell her no, having to be tough. And it was something I did because I loved her so much and was so concerned for her health, but it was scary. I felt that I was risking sacrificing some of the joy we took in our time together. And I would say day to day, there were definitely issues around it. We definitely had arguments and tensions and unpleasantness that go with, you know, enforcing a tough program. But, you know, Bea's an incredible child and so mature and intelligent, and really understood in her heart that I wasn't just being a mean mommy. I was looking out for her, and that this was something she wanted to change and knew the benefit of. And we've now come out of it, and we still have arguments and fights and tensions around, you know, setting limits around food and anything else. But I'm so pleased that we still have that closeness, that openness, and that joy with each other. But it was a concern going through it. What would be the effect on that?
You write in toward the end of the book that helping an overweight child is hard. Doing so as a woman in today's weight and food-obsessed culture, as someone who has grappled with her own issues of body image, is even harder. People don't need more excuses to avoid dealing with childhood obesity. I wish the media hadn't provided so many in their response to my story. Your story was told in the May issue of Vogue, in a May issue of Vogue. And what was the reaction and what surprised you about that?
The fact that it got as much of a reaction as it did was surprising. I thought, you know, mommies would kind of chat about it and parents would debate, you know, my decisions or process. But, hundreds of things were written about this article, most of them virulently negative about that I was cruel and abusive and humiliated my daughter and was selfish and wanted her to be thin and really kind of missed the heart of what I was trying to do with B and why I was being honest about mistakes I had made and difficulties I had encountered. And I did feel that that's part of this process for a lot of parents. There is judgment, there is criticism, there is emotion and negativity, and it makes it a lot harder to deal with something that's already very hard to deal with.
Darryl Lynn Weiss is the author of The Heavy, A Mother, A Daughter, A Diet. It is published by Ballantine. Darryl Lynn, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.